if each artist had to go to each radio station, and within their own country, it might be very difficult, much less the countries overseas, to find out if their song was being played and to collect their money. They would never write another song. The collective agency assists the artists in this way, in that they work on their behalf throughout the world. Now, Echo covers the Caribbean and so on. You have other agencies, and they all work together for the mutual benefit of each other. So we are linked with PRS in England, which covers Europe and so on, ASCAP and BMI in America, CART in Trinidad, COSCAP in Barbados, JCAP in Jamaica, and other agencies. So we all cover each other's back, so to speak. It is also helpful for those who want to use music. They came to the decision then that we should form a regional organization, because it didn't make any sense to have each of the 9 or so territories in the OECS have an organization. It wouldn't make any economic sense at all. So we decided to come together. So a committee was elected, of which I was the chairman at the time, and we were charged with moving things along in St. Vincent, preparing the groundwork for the regional organization. In January 2009, ECHO was launched in St. Lucia, and in February of that same year, the CCLSVG was launched in St. Vincent. And then in 2011, ECHO was registered with the Copyright and Intellectual Property Office, and so enabled to collect license fees or to license shows in St. Vincent and the Grenadines at that time.